when you're in the platform and the stage we are on, you know, we give advice out, I think people want us to, like, do it yourself. Yeah. Or I think it might be a thing in the industry with guys like, oh, well, you know, I do it myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm man enough to admit I'm going to use the assistance of a draft app.
Look, I think everybody, you know, likes to bounce something off of somebody.
Right.
Whether it's quantitative or it's qualitative.
Whether it's
man or machine. Like, you'll sit here, you know, and you'll talk to Benny Ricciardi about your lineup.
Absolutely.
When I do my lineups, I go to Daily Roto and use their tools and,
yep,
you know, read what they have to say. And even football, you know, it's like, you know, I'll listen to what you guys have to say. It's like, you always want to bounce it off of somebody, whether it's quantitative, qualitative, a person, or a tool.
I feel what you're saying, but I think when you, like Greg and Benny, those are two homies talking about the upcoming night in hoops, you know? Whereas somebody using a draft app is kind of like, people kind of think, oh, well, the computer is doing it for you. And I think that's where the stigmatism comes in.
If you're using the computer to say,
Nando's like, oh, I'm a pen and pad guy. You know what I'm saying? And you look at, oh, well, the pen and pad guy, that's the true knowledgeable guy. He's doing it the right way. I think we're past that.
If you look at it as maybe something like, okay, this is something that, you know, I want to look at before I make my final decision, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Tony, you a pen and pad guy?
I'm a pal, yeah, absolutely. I use the pen even when I do draft right now. Actually, I'm looking at my notes from the NFBC, right? I keep the track while I go. You know, here's the thing, is that everybody uses something. Like, Scott uses Steema 42 times every show we talk about. And
let the barbs be accurate, whatever, 53.
Yeah, whatever you need, I guess, is okay in these days. And that's the way it works. I've been in, it's crazy, for a long time, I've been in these drafts versus a lot of the experts in the industry, and they all use a lot of the software. I don't feel like that. I don't know. Like, I don't feel, I don't know. The RotoWire I've used before, they have a great software. I've used theirs. I've used the Fantastic software. It's a great thing. I just, it's not for me.
I guess you'll start a controversy. Are you going to get in the Fantasy Sports Writers Association Hall of Fame if you use a performance enhancer?
Well, we have plenty of guys already in that do.